everyone. Are you radiating? I am. You are. Sometimes we radiate unconsciously, and this is a show. We're going to learn to pick up our frequencies and send them out into the universe, into the collective, with a little bit more vim and vigor, especially now as we're brinking on 2012. Can you believe it? That absolutely famous year is arriving. And so we're in for, we don't know what, right? A whole bunch of secrets. I don't really think it's the end of the world. I think it's the beginning of life as we could know it by choice. And we're going to talk a lot about that tonight. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and you're listening to Radiance by Design. And this is a call-in show. I love it when you call in and talk about what you're working on. I usually talk, and the guides and angels will tell me in advance what it is we're going to talk about. And tonight, I think we're going to wander all over the place talking about frequencies. How can you use those consciously in your life? 2012, and what has that got to do with it anyway? And what about you? How can we manifest? The guides are really clear about this, that for quite a while, as the frequencies amp up, and a lot of you are really sensitive, a lot of people listening to this show are either becoming really sensitive or are already very sensitive, and a lot of you will be very conscious of when there are huge downloads of higher frequency energies coming down through the universe. And you know what that means. You feel kind of like ditzy and bopped about and so on. The big advantage of that is that we can transform who we are by consciously reaching with the hands of your mind, consciously reaching out and employing those wonderful new frequencies that are full of energy and they're full of light and they're full of information. And then like acupuncture, you direct them to various parts of your body, mind. Or if you're wanting to manifest, here it is, New Year's. So if you're wanting to manifest in your life, you bring the frequencies down and really use them to prod not only your dreams of manifestation, but who you are in your body and so on. Look for your density. If you're wanting to manifest a good relationship, you want to look for densities in various parts of your body, like a heart that gets cold. Anybody that's ever had any abuse, guess who? All of us, right? Anybody who's ever had any abuse will have a heart that sometimes shuts down, kind of like a sea anemone when it's tickled, right? So in a case like that, you can talk about wanting to bring in a wonderful, loving relationship, and you can bring down frequencies, call them in with your mind, and apply those directly to your heart. And where it feels cold, you'll start feeling it kind of picking up a little speed and being a little bit buzzier. That means that we're using the frequencies like they do in acupuncture to actually get the energy flows moving through your meridians or just throughout your entire body or cellularly, or however you want to explain it. That's just an example of how you can take your awareness of what's going on in the universe, our wonderful universe here, and apply your awareness of energy frequencies and downloads to your body, mind, to your physical well-being, to your emotional well-being, to your mental well-being, and last but not least, to your evolutionary spiritual well-being. Guess what? You can make leaps and bounds this year because the downloads, what I understand of the various things that I've read, and I think probably I've been mostly impacted by C.J. Kallman as he talks about all his Mayan calendar research. The thing that I keep thinking about and keep using in my own understanding and my own work is there's been an escalation or a lifting of the frequencies in an interesting curve, meaning they don't just have a nice little slanted going faster and faster every year. They have a really kind of a very intense curve going up, saying that, and it was about a year ago, Kallman was saying that they multiply 20 times the rate of the frequency vibrating in our life is about 20 times as it was the year before, and it's going to keep going up. And it's going to be very, very fast in a while. And it's been said before that people from 200 years ago, if they could see us today, them being 200 years old or being in a life that was 200 years ago, and they're looking at us today, they would see us shimmering. They would see us being a lot lighter and so on. Well, that's going to increase. And the advantage of that, well, the disadvantage of that is we don't feel so stable, and security has changed radically, and the density we used to use as a secure base is no longer in. Everything's in motion, change, rapid change. Communications are instantaneous and so on. And we're moving very, very fast. We are moving very, very fast. And out in the universe, the downloads, they say that the flows of consciousness moving through the universe have 26,000-year periods. I think I'm probably grafting a couple of different concepts. Anyway, the way I understand it is these flows going through the universe. And as an intuitive, I have seen many, and I've said this before on this show, but I have seen many huge waves of energy moving, bouncing galaxies out there. Never quite having the words to explain it, but I've watched like a galaxy popping about as if it were in ocean and the ocean had big waves. And I gather that those big waves are equivalent to, in that kind of metaphorical or analogous vision, they're equivalent to what's kind of happening now. We're getting downloads, huge waves of frequencies moving through our universe, probably universes, that hold higher frequency and also hold, let's see now, as we ingest them, and they didn't just start in 2012. This takes 26,000 years to move on through, so it's not instantaneous. But as these frequencies and these downloads move through our reality from the universe and from us as microcosms of what's going on in the universe, we embody higher frequencies. And back to what I was saying initially, that gives us the ability to be a very different species than we are right now. Not just you and not just me, but collectively, our whole collective of humanity, a kind of a oneness thing, is able to move its collective consciousness in a rather big way. But bottom line is, we keep hearing we have to choose that. We have to be ready to say, I really choose to reach for the higher. I choose to release my density. I choose to see where I close off and become cold-hearted and deal with that and then open my heart. I choose to find mediation rather than adversarial argumenting and so on. You see what I mean? You got to choose a lot of that stuff. I choose a life of harmony with the people around me. I choose to understand. I choose to love. All of these things that have to move us out of our knee-jerk reactions. Guess what? We have a lot of help because these downloads are much more full of love. And apparently one of the biggest things about them is they're moving us out of a individualization process, or a process where we're trying to be strong. I am myself and I am an individual. And we're moving into much more of a group consciousness, learning to be like culturally compatible. It's called oneness, isn't it? Now, I know that the process of oneness, I want to throw some words in about that as well. A lot of you already know this, but there's a process out there called the Oneness Blessings. It's coming from the Oneness University over in India, where Bhagavan and Amma created a system where you can learn to put your hands on someone's head and transmit enlightening or awakening frequencies. And when you do that, when you do it a certain number of times, the brain of the people that are touched becomes more and more awakened, being able to understand several things. One is, when you're awakened, you really see that a lot of the physical trappings of cultures and so on are an illusion, right? And you also see that we're all one. So it's not you against me. It's a oneness that will pervade all kinds of things. Well, Bhagavan and Amma are passing this around so that all over the world now, I just heard some stories about at the Oneness University, which houses students for 21-day programs or some shorter programs. I don't know the details. But they say that a woman just came back from there. I was at a Oneness Blessing group today, and she had just returned from the Oneness Blessing University. And she said in, I think, 100 people, I'll just make that up. There were only 7 Americans. And most of the people that were there learning how to do this, like oneness and love, and a lot of healing work goes on, awakening, consciousness, and so on. Most of them were from China. And that surprised a lot of us, because a lot of us feel that in China everything is so suppressed that people wouldn't be able to do that. But apparently the underground over there is housing an awful lot of this kind of activity. There's a lot of it going on in Africa and all over, all the different countries of the world. And so if you look at it a certain way, it's that you take some enlightenment and you pass it on, and more people are feeling, and I think it relates to 2012, actually, more and more people are feeling that kind of rising collective consciousness, that rising collective awareness that I can love you and you can love me, and we've got the good old internet making us able to connect in a heartbeat, and we've got people connecting by email and then tipping over governments in certain parts of the world. There's a oneness involved in that. Anyway, enough about that. But I feel really strongly that 2012 could be kind of like the big spot on the calendar that brings all of our attention to the fact that change is at hand. Makes me a little bit cheeky right now. I go, yeah, it's like when we hired Obama, but maybe that's a little different. Change is at hand, and we can use our minds, our hearts, our intentions, our focus. But there's another thing, is that we each have a dharma, which is the purpose of our individual journey in life. And then collectively, there's also a dharma. And the dharma means, of the collective, is what is the motion that is bidding itself to happen through the collective of our species at this time on the planet. And I'm kind of thinking maybe it's this ability to move into a cultural, I don't know if it's just harmony, it's more like moving together for the good of the group, learning to work as a harmonious species, or as a species that can do things, a group consciousness. I really think that that's a part of what's coming through on the 26,000-year cycle. So that's a lot of stuff to think about, but basically it's kind of an interesting time. I'm sure that as the cycles really come to an end, the amount of polarizing that we're seeing so much corruption right now, aren't we? The amount of polarizing has to happen because those people who have been in charge or in control are not going to like to release the control. But if the dharma, collective dharma, is true, there has to be motion coming up through them, creating some kind of struggle inside for them to maintain what they thought was their security. So those beings who are readers, like I am, are great seers, if you will, are talking about how all the systems are going to break down because they have to. They're too tight and they're too small-minded for the greater good. And I'm just hoping that's right, and I hope that we don't just pop the seams of the planet instead of morphing. Anyway, let's talk about all of that when you call in with your questions. And somebody emailed me after the last show because not a soul called in. And he emailed me, oh, goody, you're on. I just want to say this one thing. I can't remember your name. I think it was Martinez or something. I appreciated your letter, which said, you wanted us to call in. I've never listened to the show before, and I didn't know what kind of questions you wanted me to ask. So here I am saying, call in. How are you dealing with 2012? What do you think of it? What kind of potholes are you stuck in within yourself? What are you trying to manifest? Are you having some things that are sort of slow or some things that are positive? And I can see you, maybe you can see me too, or we could talk about the energies and move some energies that are stuck in your body mind. So we have a caller, we'll start with you. And for the rest of you, I'll just read the number, just one moment, caller. I'll just read this number out and then we'll talk to you. The number is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Hi, you're on the air, thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're so welcome. This is Susan from Brooklyn.
Hi, Susan from Brooklyn. You haven't called for a while, have you?
I know, but, you know, I just feel so in tune with what you're talking about today. And I have a friend who's making this strong suggestion that I return to California. And I think that where she might be coming from is that, you know, out here, everything is much more, you know, centered on, like, the individual accomplishment rather than, you know, the group dharma, you know?
Oh, right.
And it's really easy to, you know, lose sight of the greater good when everybody is so ambitious around here, you know? And one of the reasons I came back here was because I realized that I still had some of that in me. But she thinks that I would be better off, you know, going back to Santa Cruz, you know. It's a very progressive place. And when you say that, you know, that the old has got to break down, you know, I'm wondering if New York City, like, might be a place that's really, you know, strongly hit by that, because there's a lot of corruption. And Santa Cruz, which is so beautiful and light and free, might be a more spiritual place to go, you know, in these days of, you know, maybe hard times to come. Because I know, like, all the spiritual teachers in the 70s and 80s were urging people to kind of get together in, you know, spiritual, intentional communities, you know.
Yeah, get back
and,
to the land.
Santa Cruz itself is kind of like a spiritual community. Yeah, like back to the land. I'm all back to land hippie, you know. So I'm just wondering if there's really, if, you know, what she says really would hold water for me in particular, because I feel like I haven't really explored a lot of the possibilities of what it means to be here, you know.
Well, honey, let me just tell you this.
There.
You have a very sweet nature, and you also have a strong gift to give. And what it looks like right now is that, I want to say two things. This is about your dharma, okay, is that there's something about what you're going to do that you're going to come forward with over the next couple of months. And I believe that that's in New York. And then you can make another decision.
Yeah.
And the other level I want to say is, if we look at New York as a hotbed of ambition, or, you know, creative ambition, and I know it's a really feisty little marketplace for some big ambition. There's also a rising connectedness amongst some of the people there. And you may not see that evidenced in the external world yet, but it is rising there underneath the surface. And I would wager all over the country. And then I want to tease you a little bit. And Santa Cruz is pretty loaded with some high beings, but there's an awful lot of competition and individualism there as well.
Huh.
Is that an awful thing to say?
Well, I didn't know. I was so busy raising a kid, and I was just doing a little thing, you know, playing music in nursing homes, and I really didn't feel like it was the time for me to come forth with any of my own personal work. And
I was
suggested to me that I come back to the city to you know, work on my own projects.
Well, I think you're going to do very well there in New York, and then in time you'll go back to California and be with a very gentle little group of people, and it's probably in and around, probably not in Santa Cruz, just outside. But meantime, you're in the right place. You're doing something that's going to move you through some big steps. And I think you're going to start to fight
things. Well, I write rock operas, you know, and
you
I feel like that's what I came here for creatively, to do more than anything else.
Oh. I have
and
a friend
like
who does that in L.A.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, L.A. or New York, and I didn't know anything from L.A., but I know New York.
Well, I think it's a really good thing for you to stay where you are for a little while.
Yeah.
And I do think, dharma-wise, this is sort of an interesting thing for me to see, because of the little prologue that we gave at the beginning of the show here, is your dharma is to be sweet and understanding and connect with the global connectedness, but you still have a special light and gift and creative drive that needs to go forward, that's going to come through you, too. You see what I'm saying? It's not one against the other. you're going to be in harmony with both, but your drive has to meet its expression over the next little while, and that's very nice. You have some people helping you as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm just assembling my tools and getting my skill sets, you know.
Well, good for you. And it takes courage.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it, girl.
I need it. Thank you, darling. I appreciate it.
Well, happy New Year to you.
Okay, I'm going to listen.
Thank
you. You too.
All right.
Bye.
So call in. It's really fun to hear what's going on with you. And let's do a quick meditate. Oh, good. You're calling before the meditation. I may get away with not doing that tonight. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica. It's Joy.
Hi. How you doing, Joy?
Good, good.
Are you excited about the year change?
Get your view.
Good.
I am guided. I'm going to be in Peru next December 21st.
Wow.
And Machu Picchu. And I'm just curious as to what maybe you could see was behind that. I felt it was a compulsion that I go.
I think you've been directed. I think you're supposed to be there. Joy, do you sing?
That's what I felt.
Do you sing, or how do you use your throat?
I have in the past. I have in the past. And then I had someone come into my life that kind of shut that. I guess I allowed them to shut that down in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I channel sometimes, and I'm working on that.
You should play on
art.
Oh, good. Well, here's what they're saying is that there's something pivotal in you that's going to get something out of being in Machu Picchu in such a fortuitous time on the planet. Now, remember, if it's 26,000 years for the fields to change, they're not going to change in one day. You're going to be there in solstice?
No.
No. But for you, there's an alignment, and I keep seeing your throat chakra especially, which is how I like to think of the throat chakra. It's where we synthesize wisdom, our unique interpretation out of everything we've ever experienced. And you've got something really important, a real tie into the throat chakra being there. And I feel like it's very ecstatic for you to be there. And you're being guided to go. You'll teach from there. It'll open your throat. It'll bring you forward. It'll really create a lot more, intensity and charisma in your work. Your service will become much clearer.
Aha, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I was just going to, another question, I just had one more question I was going to ask for my hubby, who says
okay.
Hi.
Sure.
Sean has one more action with this.
With the court?
One more legal action with an employer.
Okay.
And I was just curious as if there was any thoughts how that was going to work out.
Well, it seems, has he got good legal counsel? I'll tell you what, it seems like it's really difficult for him to get what he needs from them. Is he finding that?
I think his thing going in is for the highest good of all.
Good.
Doesn't necessarily have to be a personal outcome, but something where other people, you know, good things can happen for other people so that the tactics that this employer is using won't continue.
Well, honey, you know, the thing that's making me sad is it looks like, you know how we keep talking about the oligarchy. My guides call our current system of governance oligarchy, right? And when I see this court case, I feel very much like the oligarchy, or in a smaller form, has got the control, and there's a lack of justice there. But I think that your husband is getting justice in the sense that there's an illumination of the situation, it's a revelation rather than personal. You know, I was wanting to say he's not going to get what he wanted, but if he wants illumination, he's getting that.
Yeah, actually, he was fine with that. He had we had talked about it, and to him, that's more important than, you know, any personal thing.
Well, and I think that's good, because you made a wonderful point, and this is a very good point for listeners, that what's happening, even if things don't look right or fair or that verdicts aren't right, people are waking up to the injustice, and that is what people need to do. We all need to wake up. We need to wake up so that we hold a different stance and we take power differently. So he's doing that. He's making people wake up. Tell him hello.
I will, and you have a good rest of the Christmas season and a very happy New Year.
And a very happy New Year to you, and may it be a very dynamic time of expansion for us all, eh, Joy?
Oh, I think it's going to be beautiful. I really do.
I do, too. And let's just hold that thought. We're creating.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
This
is Veronica Entwistle, and our friend Deb O'Connor can't call in tonight because she's traveling all over the place with relatives and having a wonderful time. But you can call in, so good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Veronica, this is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What's going on with you? You're in Santa Cruz, right?
I'm in Monterey, on the Monterey Peninsula.
Okay. Close, but no cigar, right?
excuse me?
I said close, but no cigar, right?
Oh no, you may have a cigar. I'm taking off as well. It's curious because I heard someone wanting to come to the Monterey Bay, and I'm ready to leave. So I'm taking off, and I'm going to go back to Hawaii after 11 years on the West Coast.
Oh wow. Well, that's very exciting. What prompted that?
It just seems like the next logical step. Somehow, I mean, I'm really ready for a new direction in my livelihood and career. And
your daughter's on her own by now, hey?
Well, that's the thing. We spent the last year together, and she's about to take off for yet another big trip. You know, around the world, and she's off and running, and so I'm thinking I'm ready to do the same. So I'm going to get back to the land and learn to grow food and make new friends, and I'm curious what my contribution in my new career direction might look like.
Well, you're going to stay with healing, I think, aren't you? You look like you're going to do some powerful healing, learning, and working in Hawaii.
Nice.
And it's not the work you're doing. I know you do wonderful healing work already, but it's a new level, and it really it kind of brings the shaman up in you at a deeper, richer level than before. If you're like me, it's always exciting to feel that that's going to happen again. And
that's very exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to be involved with a small group of people over there. It is a very I think people will travel to come and see you. I mean, from other continents sort of thing. You'll like it very much.
Oh, thank you.
You're
that
still
sounds,
single, are you,
fabulous.
Sarah? Pardon me?
I am.
That surprises me, but I really don't think that you're going to be driven to find a partner as much as you're going to be driven to find that deeper level, that deeper shamanic level, that's going to become very exciting for you. So I don't know who you're going to meet, but there's somebody who's going to teach you a whole lot, and you'll love it. Go ahead. You can talk. I'll be quiet just for a minute. Let you talk
for a
minute.
No, I I called to hear you talk to me, actually. I'm very excited at the idea of meeting people and learning from them and taking this to a whole new level. That's well, very exciting.
I'm very excited for you because there's a deepening for a lot of beings on the planet. I think you know that over this next little while. It's like we're ripe and we're ready, and there's a real multidimensional aspect coming up. I'm excited for you, Cheryl. I haven't seen it as dynamic for you for a long time.
Thank you. I guess everything leads us up to the next point, you know. but I have to say, I feel like I've been in a little bit of a, not a holding pattern, but like a residency almost.
Oh, really? Has it been boring?
No, I feel like... a little bit. Yeah, a little bit maybe boring, kind of, in a way. But life is so beautiful. I'm never bored. I'm never bored, but I feel like definitely there's so much more on a new level that I would be so excited to, you know, see unfold.
Well, and I think that one of the things you said at the very beginning of this call is you wanted to, we talked about this with Susan, the first woman who called, going back to the land and doing some of that kind of stuff as well. There's something in the land there that really evokes in you some kind of memory, some awakening memory. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So you're going to have a good year, kid. When are you going?
January 31st.
Woohoo! Not very long. Are you actually moving then?
Yes.
Yay! How exciting! You're going to have such an experience. It's not all going to be, oh, isn't that La La Land? It's a lot of growing, changing, very dynamic, wonderful people, lots of exciting experiences and challenges. But the challenges don't seem that bad, actually. They seem pretty good, in fact. But you got to be challenged in order to evoke that next level of creativity, don't you? And don't forget to write a bit here and there, a little journaling stuff, because you're actually a good writer-artist kind of character, too, huh?
Okay. All right. Thank you so very much.
Well, now that we've filled up 2012 for you, thank you for your call.
I appreciate it. Happy New Year, Rhonda.
Happy New Year to you, Cheryl. Good night. Wow, it's so exciting. People are making huge and dynamic changes. Machu Picchu, Hawaii. I guess I'm going to have to start to decide around here whether we could do something exotic. I find it is very, very exotic inside these days, following the flow and really understanding new about a healing, about the oneness, about all of that, which to me is like pretty much beyond my physical realms a lot of the time. So maybe that's how I'll travel this year. How about you? Call in if you'd like to. Now, what I'm going to do is do a quick meditation with you. We'll do a really short one this time. Talking about oneness, I'll do this blessings meditation that I really like. It's very, very simple. But talking about oneness, you have divinity within you. You have a spark of divinity within you, or some people consider it to be larger than a spark. And every leaf does, and every rock, and everything that exists has a spark of divinity in it, okay? And each of us have icons or representations of divinity, whether you believe in holy people like Jesus or Buddha or whatever. So imagine one of the holy beings or divinity in front of you, the divine in front of you. And now everybody do this with me for 7 breaths, okay? You're going to take in a deep breath and breathe into the divinity within. Probably we find it in our heart chakra, but you can find it in your toenail if that's where you think it is. Up to you. And then as you breathe in to the divinity within, then breathe out to the divinity in whoever you've got there representing it, and they will hold you. In it. They'll hold your divine in their divine. Okay, got it? And then you breathe in again. We're going to do this 7 times. Breathe into the divinity in you. And then breathe out to the one who represents divinity for you and be held by that. Breathe in. You got it, eh? Breathe into your divinity and then breathe out into being held by the divinity of whoever you've chosen to represent it. So we just do 7 breaths together. It'll be quite quiet on the radio, but we can handle that. Ready? And into the divinity within. And out to being held by the divinity. Divinity within. Divinity being held by the divinity. Divinity within. And being held. Within. And being held. And within. And being held. Now see, we're all connected and we're all one with the divinity in each of us. It's a wonderful thing to do and it's very simple. I'm not sure I did 7, but we'll see. So call in with your questions and let's talk about your dharma and the dharma of the collective. You notice that in the sense of you have a very, very creative truth of self. And I've been reading a lot lately and talking to my guides a lot, and apparently our self is a changing thing, that you and I have been searching for our real selves as we do a spiritual journey and so on. But you know what? The self changes. The self only is the self that we need to be at this time on the planet. And then as we grow and change and we release, then we can open to becoming a new level of self. And it will be quite different. And I like that because I think it's Aravinda who said one of the greatest problems people have, one of the huge causes of pain and sickness is that hunt for the self and wanting to remain true to the self. Because as he says, you have to let go of your attachments and you have to let go of your judgments, right? Your attachments. And it's not your judgment. It's your attachments and your aversions. That's what it is. The things that you can't stand and your attachments and wanting to hold on to the things that you do. So let's do a quick exercise before some of you call in again, for heaven's sakes. I want you to take a minute and just look at yourself. Go inside. And the self that you are, I used to say this, and I still believe it, we go and we seek self until we get to a point of no self, okay? But anyway, let's go inside and be with ourselves. And then I want you to close your eyes and then imagine all the pieces of yourself that you take into the world. How are you identified? Well, I'm an intuitive. I'm a grandmother. I'm in a partnership. And goody, I'll talk to you in just a minute. We're just going to collect a few more pieces of identity. I've got, I'm nearsighted. I don't know. What are the ways we identify? I'm educated or I'm uneducated. I'm rich, I'm poor. Fat or thin. I'm cheeky, I'm funny. I want you to just line up as many of those details as you can. And just load them up. I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm a radio person, I'm a writer, I love to sing. And what are you doing? I sew, I paint, I draw, I don't really, but maybe you do. Collect all these things. And then just imagine releasing all of that identity. Just dropping it all on the floor, little pieces like their hats and gloves and vests or something. who's left inside? Who's there? I'm just going to leave you like that, and we're going to talk to our caller. Good evening. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Veronica. It's Sandy from Ojai.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I thought, well, if darn a million people calling in, I'm going to call.
Well, you know I wanted you to call, so thank you. How are you doing? What's going on in your world? And are you excited about 2012?
I am. Well, personally, I'm experiencing a about ready to take off on my insides, but don't really have the direction of where to go. There's just feels like there's all this energy that's built up to take a big leap, but I don't see the leap. And what I am seeing is everything that I've created up until this point feels kind of dead. I don't know if you remember me, but we talked about this.
I do. You're an
art
artist?
Gallery that I opened. And
yes. I do remember.
The gallery and the drama around the gallery and all that stuff. But now it's all feeling kind of like, oh, who's that? What am I doing? And it just feels kind of like it's an old life in a way. And so I don't know if that's just my ADD or...
Well, let me ask you this, Sandy. Are you
coming
painting?
Sooner than I thought?
Are you painting?
No, I am not painting. I've been thinking about going into that medium because right now I'm a sculptor. But I have been musing about kind of jumping in and doing some painting and starting.
Well, you know, I don't think you're. Yeah, and I don't think you're going to move very far away from what you're doing, but I think you're going to start being. A different form of creative. So don't let me say you it has to be painting. It has to come from you. And it's a different,
yeah.
It's like what you said it very in a very articulate way at the beginning, which is dynamic changes, but you're actually not moving very far or something like that. Anyway, that's what I'm seeing. Huge, dynamic, creative gestation going on. And the creativity that's going to make you feel alive is coming through a new form, whether it's, I don't know, maybe it's something you add to sculpting, because I think your sculptures are very beautiful. But there's something different that you're going to be doing. And it's going to give you a real... Did you just meet somebody?
No.
Okay. I just interrupted myself because I'm looking at this vision of you being really passionate about what you're creating, and all of a sudden there's somebody... There's a different people. I think there's a different mate coming in and several other people that are new to you. So it's like the door is, and this is relevant to people too, that the doors you open come from way inside. And because of the work that you're doing as a creator, you start meeting several different people. You don't need 25 people. You just need to meet several. Right, and there's a partner in there, and there's also a couple of new friends with, again, a trail into a new pathway in terms of business. So it's really funny. I'm saying to you, okay, get introverted and get painting or something. Because that's the route to your expansion. Isn't that odd, eh?
Interesting.
It's so actually not
really
that odd. Pardon me?
Yeah, so that's really coming before, I mean, what I had in mind when I was asking the question was like, geez, I'm ready to just kind of leap out of my tight-fitting pants that feels like, oh, hi. It feels like it's just too small here or too something, too constrictive. And so I was thinking of, oh, my gosh, where am I going to be popped? But what you're saying is just jump in and... do something new with some new creativity.
It's sort of funny. It's like pop in farther, just a little bit farther, and you will pop out. And after you've met remember we said you'll meet a couple of people and the trail starts to the next thing. I don't think you'll pop as much as the trail will start to carve itself out of possibility. And you will follow it.
Okay.
You don't have to sit around and to your nails and going, oh, so where do I go? And when's the universe going to tell me? You can say that if you want, but I'm saying, they're saying get your hands dirty and get the colors going and the answers will come that way. Because there's something about you that's very stuck, almost frozen in time. And that's not your favorite way of being.
No. No, definitely not. It feels like being in a straitjacket for too long.
And you've actually been cogitating painting or something, right?
In the last few weeks, actually, more than I ever have. So, it's funny that you say that. Well, it's not funny.
No, I think it's a link up to what you're... I think it's a link up to the musing. Sometimes staying still is a process of deepening, but being in a straitjacket is a struggle between staying still and taking action, right?
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
So I feel like you dig in and start to do something creative, and then the walls start to melt. And somebody's coming into your life who's a male, and I think it could be a lover, but he doesn't come in that way. He comes in as an opportunity to market or do something. I'm not even going to try and make it up. But he's really an interesting guy, and he's an impatient man. Impatient. So if
he's an impatient man?
Yeah. We like that in a way. He comes in with some ideas, and he hasn't got time to waste on them, and you like that. You'll go, oh, good. This is good. You know?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He's type A.
And he's really well-dressed.
Okay.
I think you like that, don't you?
So he's going to find me here in Ojai. Sometimes I feel like living in Ojai, I'm in a Himalayan cave.
Well, you know, people who are meditating in the Himalayas get discovered, so.
That's true. There's hope for me.
Honey, there's more than hope for you. But I'll tell you what, talking about Dharma, you have a very special way of wringing beauty and synthesis out of even this experience of being stuck. There's something that you're going to, the word rot, you know how rot is, like something is wrought out of something. I love that old-fashioned word. Anyway, there's something you're going to wring out of your situation that is very beautiful, and it's going to lead you to the next level. You're already quite an accomplished artist, so you're just adding another level to your self-portraiture, right?
Well, not accomplished as far as well-known or discovered, because I've been kind of a hermit with my art, but I feel like it could go there if I was to actually market it and, you know, kind of move it out into the world. Not tons of people are getting to see it at this point in time.
Well, I feel like that's going to change, but you have a couple of very excellent pieces that you don't need. See, you don't need a million friends, and you don't need a million pieces of art. See?
Right.
You need a couple of really good quality things that are going to radiate their way in, and I feel like that's brinking, but it's going to come more through. Remember the thing about synthesizing and your throat chakra and our radiance and our vibrations, and as you do art, your radiance picks up because it's a transformative tool for the denser frequencies or the locked-in frequencies, and your radiance picks up because that's your nature. You have a very beautiful kind of a blue auric field, but I don't have time because they're going to hook us off stage here, but I'm delighted that you called in. And I'll grab this last-second call. And Happy New Year, Sandy, in Ojai.
Happy New Year, Veronica. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye, honey.
Take care.
You're on the air, and you're just the last person here.
Oh, I'm so lucky. Happy
you
New
are.
Year.
Happy New Year. Is it June?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Judy.
Hi. How you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Be quick with your question, because I only have a minute and a half or something.
Okay. I'm thinking of a move and a career change, and I'm wondering how all that is going to look for me in the coming year.
Okay, where are you?
Right now I'm in the Monterey area.
Okay. Where are you going? Are you going south?
North.
Okay, that means I'm standing on my head again. Okay, It looks like, well, first of all, do you know where you're going? Because I see you going one direction and then another. It's like you're a little L shape. And
Sacramento area.
Okay, that's good. That's good for you. And you want to be there because there's some confusion about a place that you go that you want to change then when you get there. So don't be afraid. Stick to what you your belly is very, very good at announcing what's comfortable for you and what's not. Okay, so pay attention to your belly because you're going to make a change in where you think you're moving and then it goes really well.
Oh, okay.
So don't be afraid.
Meaning I'll get there and then I'll move somewhere else, you mean?
Yeah, or you'll be just about to move. Either you'll get there and you'll go, this isn't quite right, or you'll just be about to move and you'll say, this isn't quite right. Somewhere there's a change, but the guides are saying it's not a bad thing. It's learning to tune yourself like a fine instrument. You're just waking up in a certain way, and you're learning to tune yourself and trust that the messages that come to you are really helpful. I don't know what kind of work you do, but it's a very good year for you.
Well, I've been a massage therapist for 20 years, and I'd kind of like to change that.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know. An artist.
Well, it seems to me that in the second... Okay. It seems to me that you have a really good business connection coming up. When you finally settle, I find it's kind of a dynamic year for you where you go into a new phase of your own working world. That's why I asked you what you did, because I'll bet you what it is running some kind of business or something, because it could include massage, but it doesn't have to. But there's a whole bunch of, like, little lights coming out of this place as if it could be a number of different things. So I would say it was one company or, I don't think it's a store, maybe an office store kind of thing, but it has a number of different facets to it. And you're very involved, and it's got a lot of light around it. Like, it's a lot about spirituality and helping people and people helping you and quite cooperative. Anyway, I have to go because... I'm over time.
All right, thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Hey, Judy, keep a sense of humor.
Okay, thank you.
All right, many blessings. This is Veronica Entwistle. I know we're at the top of the hour. We're going right into Jackie Salvidi and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Listen to my show, which is called Paradigm Shifters Tuesday Night. Josephine Sellers has written a book called Parallel Reality. She's a medium from England. And talks a lot about they even found past lives and tracked them back and got the records. So she got actual physical records of places that she had been in as a soul in different lifetimes, blah, blah. But I haven't gotten to the part of the book which is about parallel realities. It'll be very fine. Tune in 8 o'clock on Tuesday night for Josephine Sellers. And this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. We'll see you in about 1 minute. The top of the hour.